Eric, first of all, welcome back. And I was saying this, and it wasn't really joking when I said this. I could go back to then July, early part of August, and just replay things I was saying about this team then, especially after the news had broken that Taylor Lewan was going to miss the first four games of the 2019 campaign. And everything that was true then still remains true today.
Yeah, and obviously, Johnny, that's really frustrating for Titans fans, especially, you know, just by virtue of the fact that I guess it was 12 days ago now, we saw the Titans go into Cleveland and beat the Browns by 30 points. And obviously, you know, that was a bit misleading as far as what to expect going forward. And, you know, you're right. A lot of sort of the problems that we thought the Titans might have just been fully exposed the past couple of weeks, you know, beginning with the offensive line, continuing with the inconsistency of Marcus Mariota. You know, the list just goes on, and obviously it all kind of came to a head and rose to the surface last night in Jacksonville.
Well, what's frustrating for me, and we keep talking about this over and over and over, and, you know, for whatever reason, it's in his head now. Marcus Mariota, if you have a receiver to your left or right along the sidelines, forget about you've got a, you know, you can flip a coin whether or not it's going to be anywhere close to him or sailing 15 or 20 feet, you know, over his head. And yeah. At some point or another, I mean, I go back to Davis's catch. Spectacular catch, right? It never should have had to come down to that because of the fact that, oh, Marcus overthrew him. Or we go back to, you know, if you've got a defender – that's along the sidelines and your wide receiver running open where there's nothing as far as towards the center of the field, why are you throwing it where the defender is? It's just like one bad decision after another, and this has nothing to do with the line, has nothing to do with five offensive coordinators. At some point or another, and look, there's a lot of problems to go around. I can start with the front office, bad personnel, Dory Jackson. I mean, and from Mike Vrabel's standpoint, why is a Dory Jackson still back there returning punts?
Yeah, there's no defending that. I think all of us were shocked, you know, to see him out there on the field for a second punt return, let alone a fourth after, you know, the way that first one transpired, and then obviously after letting a ball drop that he shouldn't have on his first fourth punt return, Mike Vrabel finally puts in Adam Humphries, you know, which should be the case going forward. Although he wouldn't say definitively today that Mike Vrabel, that is, that you know, the job is squarely Adam Humphries is now. He kind of danced around it, said that you know, it's a week to week thing, just like everything else is. And to that point, he you know, said that right now they're not looking to make a change at quarterback, although it's something they'll continue to monitor. But I agree. I mean, you know, there's certainly a number of problems with this offense, as you mentioned. But, you know, the missed throws and sort of the bad decisions by Marcus Mariota are starting to add up. And you know, it's a combination of those two things, I think. And, you know, you mentioned the catch by Corey Davis, you know, a throw that should have hit him in the numbers. Instead, Corey has to stick out his hand to make a spectacular grab. You know, that just as well could have been one that I could have caught if Mariota throws it where it needs to be. And there's a lot of examples of that. You know, he missed Tajae Sharpe just horribly on an open pass. I believe that was in the second half, and he kind of spoke to that after the game. You know, the game last
night. What were those exact? What was his words? What did he say exactly about that?
He said it was on him. You know, it kind of looked like a miscommunication between him and Tajae Sharpe.
There's no miscommunications. I mean, Troy Aikman was being nice about it during the broadcast, but the bottom line is, if you've got the defender closest to the sideline, why are you even throwing to the wrong shoulder? There's no miscommunications. That's just an awful throw, a bad decision from Marcus Mariota's standpoint. Yeah, I'm glad he did take responsibility for it, because there's no reason why he shouldn't have.
Yeah, absolutely, and honestly, just looking at the field, I thought it had to be a miscommunication because it was such an awful just execution of that play, and you know, I think that one play sort of summed up the Titans' night. Just the fact that you've got Tajae Sharpe, you know, running downfield in a ball that is, you know, absolutely nowhere near him, that falls incomplete. So You know, it's just the situation for the Titans where it's compounded by the fact that they've got an offensive line that couldn't be more porous at the moment. You're waiting for Taylor Lewan to come back. You're hoping Nate Davis, you know, with 10 days here between games, is able to get ready. And you know, who knows if he's ready to be a starter in the NFL. But if he can maybe come off the bench and make an impact that way, boy, do they need that at right guard after, you know, the performance that Jameel Douglas had yesterday. You know, he just got completely and absolutely dominated by Calais Campbell. So, you know, I don't think any quarterback would have had a good day behind that offensive line yesterday. But, you know, Marcus sure did nothing to sort of, you know, support the fact that he should continue to be back there.
I look at a good example. Look at Jacksonville. What did they do in the offseason? You know, they add Nick Foles under their wings, so part of that roster, right? But also, what else did they do? Oh, I know. With the 6th-round pick, they took Gardner Minshew out of Washington State. Only a guy that lit up everything in the college football world last year. Anybody can throw like that? I mean, this is one of the reasons. I don't care if you have Ben Roethlisberger or Tom Brady or Drew Brees. This is one of the reasons why you always draft a quarterback. If not every year, 2 out of 3 years, you draft a quarterback. And one of the reasons why is because last night, Gardner Minshew, in only his 3rd NFL game, only his 2nd start, he's making throws that we wish Marcus Mariota could make on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and I think even more than that, it just appears like, number one, he doesn't appear like a rookie. Number two, he's got poise, he's got confidence, something that, you know, when we see Mariota back there now, it just doesn't look like that at all. And, I mean, to the Titans' credit, you know, they drafted Luke Falk in the 6th round a couple of years ago, and that didn't pan out, even though he's getting an opportunity with the Jets now.
Yeah, he's starting with the Jets coming up in the next game for the Jets.
Right.
And, by the way, he didn't look bad making throws either on Monday night against Cleveland.
He didn't, but, you know, he's a guy that we saw in training camp last year, and, you know, I think the consensus was there was no way he was sticking around, which is some of the poor throws that he made. You know, I think the Titans probably would have liked to have kept him on their practice squad, but he got scooped up by Miami before the season opener last year. But he was just a guy that, you know, I think when he was released, nobody really batted an eye just from his performance in, you know, the preseason and training camp. But, I mean, I agree. I think, you know, unless something drastically changes, and there's time for that to happen, especially if, you know, the Titans continue to roll with Mariota, you know, you start to look way ahead at the draft and think about possibilities there. But for now, you know, it's still only week 3, and there's still, you know, just so much to be decided in these next few weeks.
And you also have to ask the question, where does coaching come into play with this? You know, from a Luke Falk standpoint, I mean, look, you know, Bush Jones was a great coach at Cincinnati, one of the Group of Five teams, right? We saw what he was able to do as a head coach for a Power Five team. So, you know, the bottom line is, you know, when we start looking at blame and the issues as far as with the team, I mean, good example for the 2nd straight week. I mean, you can question the bad decisions being made by head coach Mike Vrabel. I mean, last night down 17-0, kicked the field goal. Because guess what? If they kicked that field goal, all of a sudden now they're driving in Jacksonville's territory down by 14 with a chance to make it a 1-score game with plenty of time left, despite being in that situation where you know, you're making the miscues, you're thinking it's Christmas in September, giving early gifts to Jacksonville, and yet just do this. I mean, why are you even going for it in that situation and putting the ball in Marcus Mariota's hand in that situation? Get the points and then see how the game plays out.
I totally agree. You know, I do a report card every week. You know, had to give Mike Vrabel and the coaching staff an F for this week just because, you know, if that play is 4th-and-1, you know, maybe I can see them going for it and trying to, you know, make something happen. Mike Vrabel said that, you know, they hadn't been that far down the field all game, and that was kind of his rationale for going for it. But 4th-and-6 on your first drive of the 3rd quarter, when you're, you know, still only down a couple touchdowns, you know, you need 3 scores anyway to go ahead. I couldn't wrap my mind around, you know, why they're going for it in that situation. You know, on 3rd down, they're, you know, just all season, they've had so many issues completing on 3rd down. Now you're going to put Mariota in the offense in the spot where they've got to complete on fourth and six. And you know, of course, what happens, Mariota just gets destroyed for a sack. So that was just a sort of a mind-boggling decision there. And then, you know, as we kind of alluded to before, just the fact to keep going with Adoree Jackson was, you know, I think head scratcher doesn't do it justice as far as just how questionable a decision that was. And it ended up costing them, you know, not that much longer on that fourth punt that Adoree Jackson let drop at around the 37-yard line, bounces all the way to the 20. You know, a fair catch there saves them 17 yards. So a bunch of really questionable decisions by Mike Vrabel that cost the Titans immensely yesterday.
Eric, yeah, you know, everybody understands and knows the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over but expecting different results. You know, if you want to go from being mediocre, everybody wants to say good. If you want to be, you know, there's so many good, or let's just say mediocre, because the NFL is based on mediocrity. That's what they want. They want 8-8 teams out there. If you're awful this year, within 2 years, you should be a playoff team, right? But to go from good to great, you can't be doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expect greatness. And my point is this, do they have the courage to make the tough decisions that need to be made to go from good to great?
I think we'll see, Johnny, because now they're in a spot where, you know, some tough decisions are going to have to be made, whether that's with Mariota or anyone else. They've kind of put themselves in a spot, you know, very early in the season where tough decisions have to be made. You obviously want to figure out what you have in Marcus Mariota, but I think, you know, I think it becomes much clearer every passing week now, you know, and he's a guy that, at this point, to me, there's no way you can, you know, extend unless something drastically changes over the next couple of weeks. But, you know, we'll see. You know, as I mentioned before, Mike Vrabel was asked about the quarterback situation today, said that right now they're not looking at a quarterback change. And even yesterday, it really looked like Tannehill might get a shot there. And you know, I was expecting it. I had my binoculars on him. You know, for most of the second half there. And there was a point where Tannehill was standing beside Mariota, both had their helmets on, and it was, you know, I was getting ready to see Tannehill get under center for the Titans, you know, in meaningful action for the first time this season, and that didn't happen. And Mike Vrabel said afterward that Tannehill wasn't really close to getting into the game. He had his helmet on so he could hear the signal. So, you know, I think some tough decisions are looming for this Titans team, you know, unless, you know, they're able to drastically turn it around. And you know, the road is tough from here. They've got the Falcons in 9 days, 10 days from now, and that's going to be a really tough road game against a team that, you know, is certainly a playoff-caliber team and should definitely give them some problems.
I mean, the reality is, and if you would sum it up in about 60 seconds, the reality is if you start ranking the quarterbacks right now in the AFC South, and I'm being generous when I say this, but you would have to honestly put Marcus Mariota as the sixth best quarterback in the AFC South right now, because Jacoby Brissett, better. Deshaun Watson, better. Nick Foles, better. Gardner Minshew, better. I mean, you see where I'm going here? And honestly, I'm not thinking Marcus Mariota is better than Ryan Tannehill. Sorry, I'm not giving you that either. So, sixth best quarterback is your in the AFC South is your starting quarterback. And, oh, by the way, there's only four teams in the AFC South.
Listen, it's hard to argue that when you've got a starting quarterback who has now lost two consecutive weeks to backup quarterbacks, one who was kind of thrown into the fire unexpectedly when Andrew Luck retired, and another that was, you know, playing in his third NFL game. So it's hard to sort of justify anything when it comes to Marcus Mariota right now. You know, the one relevant thing is just that he's not getting much help, and I think that is relevant. You know, I think he's played horribly on his own, made a lot of poor throws, a lot of poor decisions, and those continue to add up. Man, do they have an offensive line problem. And also the receivers aren't doing a great job of getting a lot of separation. So really, I mean, the offense itself is just, you know, in complete disarray right now, and it's got to change in a hurry.